Welcome to Brown Bag, the podcast. I'm Letty. This is Duno. This is Vic. And we're going to start the podcast by giving you money because I fucked up really bad. I wasn't recording and we talked for like a good hour, huh? Yeah. Come on, you guys, be positive. Okay, be positive.
I don't know if I have any talk left in me. I have an hour full of talk a day.
So because of that, if you were here last episode, you know we started the brown bag where if you say something corny or cringy, you have to add to the brown bag. Because I fucked up, I put in $20 to the brown bag.
That was a great idea, Duno.
And then there was like $4 added to it.
Yeah.
Because of some of the things you might not see because we're not going to upload what would happen.
Well, I think the game plan is to upload it even with the shitty audio on YouTube for you to peep. But in the meantime, we're recording.
Depends.
And we're going to start off with a giveaway. So we're actually going to pick from the comments of the last video. We each picked our favorite commenter, put it in a black bowl. Who's going to pick?
I'll pick. I'm the
youngest. No, I feel like everyone had a say. So Josh Flo is going to pick. Josh, come pick one.
I picked a baddie's comment, so hopefully it's her.
Juliana.
Oh, that's
Juliana
mine.
Juliana Salinas.
Yeah, she commented something dope, too. Like, let me see.
What did she say?
She commented on her last YouTube video.
And she was a glow kid, little baddie. Enjoyed the first episode. Y'all kept me. She's kind of special with her reading. Y'all kept my interest. Oh, no, actually, Mama, I'm special with the reading. I'm so sorry, Juliana. Are we recording? Okay, yes. Yeah. Juliana Salinas, if you see this.
Read it.
For y'all kept my interest the whole time and love how well you guys vibe together. But looking forward to hearing more.
Oh, that's
awesome. Might not be hearing more because the audio is really bad.
Hear more because we're going to redo it.
Yes.
So, Juliana, what we need you to do is on our Instagram page, at brownbagpod, DM us, and we're going to Venmo you this money.
And, and send us a screenshot of your page, of your, like, your YouTube page, because it can. You know, obviously, it can't just be a random. I think it's $25 with the quarters.
The quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, $25.
Juliana, you actually might get more because where we're recording, so.
No, it's going to go to somebody else.
Oh, it's a whole different episode?
Yeah, we're starting
over. So way more money. Wow, people are getting rich off us.
Look at us. Look at us. Not only getting ourselves the bag, you're getting the bag too.
That's right.
Before us. Fuck. All right, welcome to Brown Bag, the podcast. I'm Letty.
I'm Duno's World.
I'm Vic.
So here's what we're going to do. Instead of us telling you about ourselves, we're going to let each other talk to you about the other one. So Vic is going to talk about Duno and me. Duno's going to talk about me and Vic, and I'm going to talk about Duno and Vic.
You're so good at this.
So Vic,
I would have fucked that up.
You go first. You introduce both of us in a nutshell.
All right, so Letty is my OG, you know. Young OG. Okay,
I'm saying? I'll take that.
She's been in the game for, you know, 15 plus years.
I started when I was 15. So.
Started when she was at her quinceañera. She started DJing and, like, just working for power.
Plus.
Yeah.
and in reality, side note, she really can't DJ.
It's Vic's turn.
You can't DJ.
It's Vic's turn.
Not a real DJ.
So, very knowledgeable about hip-hop. Has interviewed your favorite artists 3, 4, 5, 6 times over. And, yeah, she's a staple in the city, in the community. And yeah, that's Letty set go. This is my big little homie, Duno.
I like when you commented on my Instagram post, you're like, don't ask me which one's the big one. It's like, oh, fuck you, Vic.
No, because it's a double entendre.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because
he's special reading, remember?
He's special reading.
No, fuck
hey, he gets so,
you said right, it yourself.
Hold on, wait, I gotta finish my introduction. So this is the homie. This is my you know, little big homie, big little homie, however you want to say it. You know, staple again in the community of Los Angeles. He's one of the most popular figures in LA right now, period.
Oh, yeah.
Go outside with him, you'll see it for yourself. And is expanding, you know, to Texas. So he's getting booked all over the place. He's working on his reading still, but we're going to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one day it'll be there.
Effort.
You feel me? Yeah. It's Duno's world.
Okay. Your turn, Duno.
My turn. Okay. Vic just fucks hoes, really?
Oh, my God.
He has clients.
I should have went after you.
No, but Vic is also, I think, a staple. Obviously, is more behind the scenes because of what he does, but if you're tapped in regardless in LA, there's two types of LA, the fake one and the streets. And then the streets is always going to be tapped in into the fake one, but the fake one will never be tapped in into the streets. I don't know. You guys get it.
Yeah.
Back home, you get it. So Vic's that. I think Vic's tapped in. I'm not saying he's fake, but he's tapped in with the fake and the real. Right?
I didn't know where this was going.
He's using it as a compliment, but I understand it. I'm a bridge.
He's
an
industry person and an industry person. So
it's both. Okay, and then chill fucks, you know? If you have a bad girl, fucks. You're his client. You might fuck your bitch. You feel me? Be deposit ready. You know what I mean?
Deposit your bitch.
Deposit your bitch. You can deposit her.
Brown bag both of you.
That was misogynistic. Okay, I'll put $2 for that. Okay, that was cool.
That was a good phrase, though. Deposit your bitch. Yeah, I'm going to put another one for saying it again. No.
Hey, Vic, you're running out of one.
I think one of these podcasts missed the girl standing up, and so that's what I bring to the table.
Okay, yes. Okay, no. Super, you know, like, Super does his job, you know? The homie's working. There's a reason he's here. He looks fly for a reason. Yeah. The clothes is not cheap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Duffel shops at Pavilions, and it's a great dad.
He does.
You know, they'll never forget the I like that you included the dad part.
Yes, yeah, great dad. Yeah, but he will fuck your bitch. Now, Letty, my beautiful Leticia.
Oh.
Letty's also my OG. And literally, this one's literal. Like, it's legit. Like, she's legit, like, 15 years older than me.
No, I'm not.
When Letty was on radio, I was like in kinder. Bullshit aside, Letty has been in the game for a minute.
But it's like, respect. It's because people get in this industry and get booted the fuck out, especially out of LA.
And you made it through like 30 different type of, I think like plenty of different type of raps, and you've been able to like transition with each one of them. Like different type of styles? LA style raps.
Sorry. Oh, got it.
Or just hip hop in general,
I think.
You made it through every phase, and great mom, super judgmental, but in a really good way. So she wants to see you do better. You know
especially
what I mean?
Especially with you.
Yeah, she's super, like, hates a lot of things I do, but, you know, I don't give a fuck about none of that. But anyway, but I do listen. But she does give, like, super, like...
good advice.
Yeah, good vibes. Yeah. She puts us on, you know, she respects us.
Okay, my turn. So I've seen Vic from afar for a long time, and so I respect him first and foremost for his journalistic standpoint. I also think he's, like, really, really cool. I think he dresses really cool. Like, I told him, like, he makes me feel intimidated about coming to work to dress.
You got that shit on today, though.
Yeah, I know. This is, like, my little Dreamville fit.
Yeah.
But I just respect the fuck out of Vic's opinion because I know he cares about hip-hop. Very few journalists care about hip-hop more so than care about their opinion about hip-hop. So that's Vic in a nutshell. And then Duno in a nutshell, the first day I met him, I told him he's a star. I told him that he's funny because he's himself, and there's like this really special authenticity that you don't get unless you're that type of a person. He's not trying to beat anybody. He's not trying to get you to like him. If you fuck with him, you do. If you don't, that's cool with him too. I'm pretty sure he makes really bomb chicken because he used to work at Pollo Loco.
I was in the cook. I was in the drive-thru.
Yeah. And I just see so much potential for him. He's gonna just win regardless. So I'm protective of both of these guys, and I think that's why they call me old, because I'm really like, don't do that.
And she really likes it because we're super LA.
Yeah.
Yes. That's, yeah.
And I really want people to understand that when you come to Los Angeles, if you're in the real LA, you're gonna come across people that are like one of us or like all of us. And if you don't, if you come across people that are different, more than likely you're not in the right part of Los Angeles or the real part of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Or you could just not come to LA. Don't come to LA.
Crap promotion. I like that.
Okay, that was a cool intro. I appreciate that. I'm going to actually start this off with a weird, like, trip out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because y'all are going to trip out for this shit. At least I was tripping out. All the rich motherfuckers are leaving the earth. Like, not just like, hey, I want to go to space.
Yeah, our future boss.
They are out. So there's like a report of Jeff Bezos. He is dipping in July. Like, not like, oh, it's like in some near future or in the future. He's dipping next month to space.
Oh,
right?
My God, but I thought he had left the 15th. Oh, but it's July 15th. July 20th.
Where is, wait, space? Like, where the fuck is he going?
Exactly. So that's one. That's one. Two, this fool with Elon Musk, right? He sold his last house. It's more than just, oh, they're getting ready to go to space. They're liquidating their shit, right? To me, I feel like they know not just that something's happening, but like when. And by the way they're moving, it might happen really soon, right? And not only is Elon Musk like dipping, he actually has a plan for what to do in Mars. He actually wants to get people, like, let's say you're brokey and you can't afford to go to Mars. He said he'll give you a loan to go to Mars and you have to pay it off by working. That kind of sounds like slavery, but like, he's legit like already thinking of like, okay, let's go colonize.
He's colonizing. He's fucking colonizer.
He wants to be like the first slave owner in fucking Mars.
He wants
Mars.
To be the Christopher Columbus of Mars. That's disgusting.
And this is like some like right now shit. This isn't like, oh, like later on in the world, right?
You know what always scared me and what scares me about that is that there's no Mexicans in Star Wars. Where the fuck did we go? There's no Mexicans in Star Wars.
What's the settings to Star Wars?
Star Wars movies.
But what, don't they say, like, in a land far away?
With no Mexicans.
Like, in time.
I don't like that
in
shit.
In a time and a place. But is it in the future or in the past?
Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos gotta take some fucking Mexicans with them. Because first of all, we're gonna, whatever needs to get fixed, we're gonna fix it.
Whatever needs to get built, we're gonna build it. Whatever food needs to be made, we're gonna build it.
So yeah, he needs to not leave us behind, dog. Like, no, I swear to God.
And then even when I think of Elon Musk, right, he's like, we know him for just his out of this world thinking, his creations, right? We know him for Tesla. But when you look at that one Tesla truck that all the rich people are buying, that shit looks like it could be in Mars.
Rover.
It looks like a fucking rover. Yes. So it's like, I feel like he's using Earth as a testing ground, even the tunnel shit, like all of this stuff he's trying out here, but he's using up there or out there.
Don't believe people, believe patterns.
Yes, I really feel like this is some shit that they know that we don't know.
That, yeah. That
and of course, we all know we're doomed and shit's like fucking
but yeah, like, global warning. Next month?
But that's like right now.
Yeah, like we just started going back outside. How's the world gonna end again? Like,
legit. Yeah. For you to sell all your houses, and he said that he's doing that so he can have as much assets as he can for Mars shit. He's already thinking like, peace out, Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. So and then I told this to Jorge, and he's like, so basically they're moving to Lancaster, and they're like setting up, because it's like that's what you're gonna find out there.
And it's hot.
It's probably like
Palm Springs.
Wait, imagine like Mars has like a Tulum? Like a Tulum?
Tulum?
That we don't know about, a super exclusive?
They probably found that shit.
Yo.
Yeah, so that shit's tripping me out.
Yeah, if I go to Mars, I'm going to stay on the West Coast, though.
Even like this past year where they're like, oh, we don't care. We'll tell you there's aliens. Like, they don't even care about holding this shit secret anymore.
They're like, yeah,
you're not
going to
live anymore, like 5 more years anyway. So yeah, there's aliens.
I'm with the aliens being the homies.
Yeah.
They might look weird, though.
Yeah, like for sure, like you can't sleep over the crib.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You might eat my dog when you're hungry and shit.
Yeah, you never know. They might.
Yeah. You know what's a trip
out? Refrigerator.
They might think we're fucking horrible.
Like, let's say they were to make aliens like a pet, would you buy one?
I think aliens were the pet.
I don't fuck with aliens like that. I don't fuck with robots. I'm tired of seeing those little like robo dogs.
Like a toy?
No, like real legitimate ones. They have them, like NYPD owns them. Like,
no.
Yeah, like the ones in iRobot and shit.
Uh-huh.
Those like just, I don't know. I don't fuck with robots like that. If like some aliens come down here, or some Martians, whatever, like, you know, I'll fuck with them from a distance. I don't have beef with them on site, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can't get too close.
Are you inviting them to RoseCon's Live or no?
If they buy a ticket?
Yeah.
If they buy a ticket,
a ticket, they could come.
But they can't do none of that weird, like, transporting shit. You know, like, there's only... If they don't have a wristband, they can't get on stage.
This is why I can't talk about my serious Mars theories, they're going to turn it into robot talk. You guys, we're probably going to die within a year. Like, the whole mankind, except for the rich people.
Now you're making me overthink it. I'm going to get a girl pregnant this summer.
See, I always tell the homies to get their girls pregnant.
What if everyone... Because, look, think of, like, Noah's Ark, right? What if everyone had to send only one person from their family to, like... I hope, like, is it going to be you or are you going to send someone else?
See, my mom has three daughters, so I think one is the girl should go because she has two to rely on. I'm the only boy, so I don't feel like I should go to Mars.
Okay. Who's going in your family to Mars?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Me, I'll go check it out. I'm the oldest, you know what I'm saying?
We have a kid.
I'm going with my kid.
No, one.
Just one
person?
No,
it's one person. It's one to, like...
See, you wouldn't
like,
go without, like, without you, no
Do you remember in Mulan, every family had to send their son?
Yeah.
Like, one son to go? Yeah.
Okay, my dad probably, because he's probably like, whatever, like, you know?
Yeah.
As long as they have TV and shit, like, he'll be straight.
My mom's like a traveler, and she'll like make a good time out of anywhere, so see you, mom.
Yo, what if the Earth gets really, really, like, it's just ghetto now?
Yeah, hell yeah, if I flew my bitch out to Mars.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, man, I'm stuck on Earth, this bullshit. I'm just trying to get out the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, so don't you know I'm local, where we talk about local Los Angeles stories. Let's first go with the Clippers. They are making it far into the playoffs. It's the second round, but still, they're further than the Lakers, and I don't like to see it. I fucking hate seeing this shit. I thought it was bad enough, Lakers losing first round. But the Clippers continuing just feels like a to me. How do we feel about that?
I think it's cute. You know what I'm saying?
17-1, bitch.
Right now, it's cute that they're in the second round. You know what I'm saying? We've been there. I remember my first time in the second round. but, like, you know, even if they go to the Western Conference Finals, like, that's still really cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can still do their thing. Like, they'll finally get a primetime game. That'll be cute. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like, come on, little bro, I'm injured right now. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know?
Like, go ahead.
Do your little thing. Do that little trick again.
Do that little trick again. But even then, every Eastern team is better than...
Than the
Clippers.
Yeah, bro. They're not beating the Nets.
They're not beating
one. And they're not going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, which I think is... Well, obviously, the Nets and Milwaukee Bucks are playing each other.
The Hawks are playing their ass off, too.
But even then, I think even the Hawks would give them a run
with
for their
Kawhi
money.
Out.
Yeah.
And just PG.
Bro, PG from Palmdale, dog. Yeah.
Like all Clipper fans. Why are all Clipper fans not from Los Angeles? They're always from the IE or outside.
But the ones that the Clipper fans that grow up in LA, it's just so puzzling to me, like why they would be.
Like,
Clipper
fans. Like I wonder what you went through, trauma.
Yeah.
Like did you like
what trauma did like, you go to like, that like, made you a Clipper fan?
Like, did they give you tickets and then the game was canceled and you're like, yeah. Like,
did a Laker fuck your bitch or what?
Like, Vince Staples hate, like, well, R.I.P. Kobe, but he, like, hated Kobe and he was a Clippers fan.
Yeah.
But he said that when he was young, he went to, like, a Kobe camp and I guess Kobe was supposed to come in and talk and just, like, did them dirty. And
it's personal.
Yeah, so it's super personal.
So
why?
So
you're right. Like, what trauma happened to you?
Clippers fan?
Yeah, he's a Clippers fan.
It can get personal. As you get older, too, like, when you get to my age, you can start almost crossing paths with NBA players, almost. I remember I was dating a girl and like Montrezl Harrell was like sliding in her DMs and I'm like, fuck this fool.
Yeah.
He was a Clipper at the time.
Oh.
And I was on the Lakers and I was like rooting for him because I don't fuck with that girl no more. But at the same time, I was like,
that's a homie. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I don't know.
That's a homie.
We can interact like in real life. That's
I'm like,
crazy.
I don't know.
Especially when you're like from like diehard LA. Like, I have a homie down the street from me. That fool goes for fucking the Angels.
Oh, wow.
And if you guys don't know, I'm born and raised in Echo
Park.
What's
his reason?
His reason is because his dad was raised in Anaheim, got with his mom. They moved to, obviously, Orange County's always been way more bougier than we have.
Yeah.
And at the moment when they moved, then the city was, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad was like, you're going to be an Angels fan. He was like, my dad was like, fuck the Dodgers. So I was like,
yeah.
I love my dad. So, but it's still like, fuck you.
Yeah, I can get it.
Yeah, but that's more crack, so me too. Yeah. Like, no.
All right, that's extreme. No, because, like, literally my son, he's 7, and he asked me before, like, what team do we go for, Dad?
Yeah.
Exactly. You were like.
And I'm like, Dodgers, yeah. Lakers, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, Clippers are lame.
Yeah.
Like, I'm embedding this in his head. Like, you don't want to be a Clipper.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lakers are winners. Clippers are losers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to put this in his mind early.
I even think about, though, like, let's say they do go all the way and they get their parade. That would make me feel salty because we didn't get our parade last year.
No, we're getting our parade. We're me and Duno, of the Laker fans, we're pulling up to their parade.
Like, are there even enough Clipper fans in Los Angeles? Or are they all going to fly out?
No, you know what? You just made me root for the Clippers to win the championship. So we can have a parade and rain on their fucking parade.
And fans all day.
Yeah, it's gonna be 100,000 Laker fans with 2,000 Clipper fans.
If it's gonna happen by
and
here.
We're gonna celebrate our shit,
oh my
and
God.
We're gonna fade.
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
Okay, we're gonna
whatever
have
happens happens.
Interactions.
Yeah.
But we're gonna fade.
We're gonna
and that's when Elon and fucking Jeff Bezos go to Mars because they knew that shit was gonna happen.
They're like, get toe.
Yeah.
The alien food that's just flying around us watching us get
Clippers, I want you guys to win so we can take over your fucking parade.
So go Clippers
and have a fucking ball.
That'd
like
be
we
so weird
been.
Though. That'd be so weird because it hasn't happened in history. Like, and you know what's crazy? And you wanna know what's crazy about that? Like, I'm talking to some little bitch from like, all right, she's not a little bitch. Oh my God.
You said it. You're the one who made this criteria.
That crazy woman.
Okay.
Bro, no, that was lit. That was so good.
All right, y'all, your story.
Okay. And she was like, oh yeah, I'm an Angels fan. We should go to an Angels game. And I was like, what? And then I think we talked about how you guys were saying that people see the Angel Stadium and then they see our thing going like, oh, you guys, the shit is dirty.
Legit.
Like, your bathrooms are, like, so cramped.
They think, like, our shit's like a cafeteria. Yeah, like an old,
they just picture cholos, nonstop cholos legit. At Dodger Stadium.
And they're not wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we like you're the cholos. Right.
Jinx, put a dollar.
No. No. Yes, yes. That's not one of it. No.
Oh, I thought we were kids. No. Sorry, guys, I'm 21. Like, they're very clear. They're, like, 30. Okay, oh, but, no, no, but I'm like.
Punch buggy.
I still do that. I mean,
you do?
Yeah, yeah. With like dinner and them suck each other. It gives an excuse to fight, you know? But she was like, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And then she was like, yeah, you guys are kind of like overrated. I'm like,
overrated.
I looked at her like, girl, you can spit on right now. You might not know where I grew up. I should tat it on my arm.
And you're still talking to her?
Oh, well, yeah.
How bad is this girl? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about it, fool. You should worry about my girl. But obviously, she's not even, like, a fan. She's just super, like, I'm from Orange County.
Yeah, so might as well.
But, bro, like, what if, bro, she know what the fuck going on.
There's this thing that I read about how you could be a Laker and a Dodger fan, but once it hits football season, that's when it's like, that's what everybody causes splits. The separation between the Dodger and Laker fans.
Since we didn't have a team in LA for like 20 years, everybody's so spread out there.
Oh, yeah.
Steeler fans,
who do you go for?
Fans, Raiders.
Yeah, see, I go for the New York Giants.
You see what I mean? Like, it's like, and was
please
it because of Eli Manning?
Yeah, why?
Shit, I didn't have older brother and the homies that I grew up with on the block. It was like, I was a Cowboy fan, was a Steeler fan, and the one I was closest to, he was a Giants fan, so.
My dad one day sat me down and told me I'm a Raider fan. I had no choice.
It passed down,
you know? Yeah, like, I had no choice.
It's like Cypress. Like, Cypress's family's like, diehard Raider. Like,
it's almost a game.
But Cypress is like a football family, I feel, because he even went to Loyola.
Yeah, he played football.
He played football in college and shit,
He's deep in that. I'm a Viking fan because I grew up in San Fernando Valley and everyone liked the Niners because the hood out there is the SF.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to choose that for the reason why I like a fucking team. Mm-hmm. So one day I just watched football and it was when Randy Moss and Culpepper were on the Vikings and I was like, they're fucking badass.
Oh, yeah. That was a legendary era.
Plus the colorway is same as Lakers. So I'm just like, yeah, this shit's
we're all spread out in LA. Nobody has the same.
And fucking the Valley are some of them Giants fans just... For San Fernando, like
it's the hat shit. Yeah,
it's the hood shit too.
Yeah, so that's why I'm a Vikings fan. Do you think that you take rivalries in football as hard as you do with like baseball or with basketball?
I think if you're a Raiders fan, yes,
you have to, right?
Well, but you know,
I think like Raider fans hate every other team. You don't have just one rival.
No, every fan hates Raider fans. I feel
that's very. Conceited of Raider fans to think.
I think the most hated team in football is for sure.
Has to be the Packers.
No, I think the most ignorant one is the Raiders.
The most ignorant?
Yeah, they're
like,
super.
Y'all like, are the haters.
Like, they're super like, we're the coolest, but we suck.
I'm not gonna
lie. It's like the Raider fans will go into other fans' pages and just be like, Raiders, and no one's even talking about
your
asses.
What happened to me one time, and I'm a Raider fan, right? But I was at San Pedro, where they do like the fish Porto car, whatever it's called. And I was just happened to be wearing a Michael Vick Falcons jersey because I fuck with Michael Vick and he's hard. You know what I'm saying? And then this Raider fan walks up to me wearing a Raiders jersey. And then he's like, Raiders. And I'm like.
It's like dumb.
And I'm like, bro, I'm a Raider fan. And then he's like, Raiders.
That is so Raider fan.
Bro, I am a Raider fan. He was so obnoxious and annoying. I'm like, I understand why people hate Raider fans.
I'll post like, damn, the Vikings won today. Raiders. Raiders. I was just like, oh, okay.
And they say it like, if that makes a difference, all they say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And then I think the Cowboys are like, like America's team.
No, the Patriots are America's team, I feel.
I feel like the Patriots are
most hated. I feel Cowboys are most loved.
Do you think Patriots are kind of like the Lakers at a certain point?
No.
No.
Patriots are like.
Well, okay,
MAGA.
So it's weird because the Cowboys don't win anymore, but they're still just as popular.
Yeah.
They're always going to be popular. They have the best logo.
Okay, let's get into brown bag business. So we really want to highlight some business moves that are going on within the Latino community. And first off, let's go into boxing with it. We've seen the older boxers or like retired boxers like Tyson and like Mayweather take on these pay-per-view fights for the bag. And now Chavez, like the Chavez, not Chavez Jr., but Chavez, our legend, is fighting this weekend in Guadalajara. He's actually fighting Hector Camacho Jr., which is crazy because that was his rival. The dad, Hector Camacho, was a rival of Chavez, and now Camacho's son is gonna fight Chavez this weekend in an exhibition match.
Let me tell him what he told him though. Like,
oh yeah, so during the face off, Hector Camacho Jr. like lunged at Chavez. And so when Chavez posted the video up on his Instagram, Chavez wrote, "I'm gonna beat your ass just like I beat your dad's ass." And
but his dad's dead.
His dad's dead.
So Hector Camacho was like such a good fighter until he met Chavez. Mm-hmm. Like his whole career path changed. Mm-hmm. Like he was never the same after that. Chavez cut him the fuck up with the body shots and
bad fight. Like
it was just a brawl. So much. He didn't just beat him physically, but like that hit his ego, that his hit his ego, confidence, bro, like, that hit his like.
Oh, because he was the one. Yeah.
He was.
And
like
then he rep for Puerto Rico. Like it wasn't like they were both Mexican. Like they each rep for their ethnicity. So like it takes just a worse hit. I feel similar to like Mayweather beating every Mexican, and then they used to call him like the Mexican Slayer. Like his weird little nicknames, or when he would wear the Mexican gloves.
Oh, yeah,
to Mexican fight people, gloves, and it's like. Ugh, like it just hits you harder. Yeah. So
every Puerto Rican was like, "Fuck Chavez." You think?
Hell yeah.
Probably. I mean, you know, that's how it gets.
It's competitive.
For some reason, it's only like that with boxing. I feel like it gets.
I feel like soccer too.
Soccer, yeah, you're right. Yeah, soccer and boxing, but like everything else, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, Marc Gasol doesn't like fucking rep for Spain like that.
Yeah.
It's like, so what? He made it three. Didn't make it for Spain.
You know,
he made it for the team that he's playing.
But for sure, that makes sense. It's kind of like when Marcus knocked out. I can't think of his fucking name.
Pacquiao.
Right now. Pacquiao, it was like Mexicans were like, "Oh my God, he won like one of the greatest fighters."
Hell
Mexican
yeah.
power. We were like,
and then Filipinos were like, "Ah, fuck you guys."
I have a story about that though. So at the time, I would go to Vegas to watch the fight and report on the fight. Right. So that was, I think, their third fight. Their second fight, it should have went to Marquez because he outboxed them, but it went to decision. And when you have someone with the like record that Pacquiao has, unless you knock him out, you're not gonna win decision, right? So he didn't win decision, and so all of like the Latinos, which we sell out those stadiums. Like it's, even if it's not a Mexican fighter, the Mexican audience is gonna be there,
biggest
right?
consumer.
So they're walking out of like the MGM chanting like it was a robbery, that Marquez should have won. And so I'm in the media room and you can hear it. And so basically where they go after for the post fight interview, right? And then that fool Bob Arum, old white dude, he's the promoter for Pacquiao. He goes on and he's like, "Oh, those fucking Mexicans, they get so loud." And he's saying it on mic, being racist on the microphone.
Like live?
In front of the media that's there. So he's talking like literally like it's a live mic, so there's speakers, right? And we're waiting for the fighters to come to like for people to start rolling. But we can hear him. And then people like were like it was like audible. Like people were like, "What the fuck did you just say?" And he's like, "Come on, do I have any Mexican media here? You know what I mean? You guys are loud." And then it's literally after that, I'm like, I fucking hate this fool. I hate his name.
Who is it?
Bob Arum.
He's a big wig in boxing. That's why legit. He felt comfortable to say that.
Hell yeah. Because it's been like, on for so long.
He's such a dude. Yeah, he's such a big figure that he can say that and people are just gonna deal with it.
Like
bullshit.
The Clipper owner. Remember when the Clipper owner talked shit? Like, it's like that same, like, wavelength of just...
Oh, yeah, they don't fuck with the Mexicans?
Definitely the not. Mexicans. But it, to me, it was just like, oh, can't they get over it fucking loud? Like, just really hateful. Like, you can tell he really despises Hispanics.
And that's so out of pocket because, again, like, Mexicans are the biggest consumers of the boxing sport.
I think in general, that's why Mexico always makes it to the Mundial.
Oh yeah.
Because
The Mexican team is America's team. Like we're the home team. Even though like there's a USA team.
Oh, trust me, I've been with Mexico versus USA.
It's a Mexico.
Team.
Oh, yeah. Like Mexico runs the US like when it comes to soccer.
They don't like playing that, like the US team stopped liking to play on like the West Coast
and LA in general. Los Angeles.
Yeah, they'll like want to play them in like Minnesota and shit.
Yeah.
And then I've seen it. Like I went to the Copa del Oro where we were down 2-0 halftime and we came back 4-2.
Yeah.
And it was just like chant after chant, like culero, culero. And then it was like tu madre. Regardless, we have so much pride.
Yeah.
I think that's like the orgullo, like the Raza movement is super like we're always gonna be a minority, like you know.
Why is it be the underdog? Actually, not the minority.
And then it's just so much pride, right?
Yeah.
Like if you go to a Dodger game, you'll see 30 different gang members. They might not like be hugging each other, but it's like, charge, no. And it's like, or take me out to the ball game. Each one of them's gonna get up and crackers. You know what I mean? So when I seen that, it was like, it was just like we're mamones, fool. Like los llevamos feos, somos pesados. We have a lot of pride, even though we might not be the richest. Our pride is like super, just huge.
Okay, so Chavez, do we think it's a great business move? I low key, I fuck with it. I know he's an older. I'm pretty sure like it's not gonna go for a long time. I think it's like 6 rounds, but it's really cool if you didn't real life watch Chavez fight, or you weren't really like, to me, I was little, so to see him now and where I can really understand what's going on, I think that's gonna be really dope.
Do you think the son of what's his name, sorry,
Camacho
mm-hmm. you think he's doing it for his dad, or he's doing
hell
it for
yeah
money?
It feels like Creed Vengeance? 2, remember in Creed?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is just like Creed. That's Creed. Oh my god, that's the plot of Creed.
So do you think it's more like, it's kind of like when a young rapper beefs it with an older rapper, you think it's for clout, or you think it's like,
no, for him, he's trying to reclaim like the Camacho name. Like,
oh yeah, but well, like, yeah, but why reclaim it to a dude that you know doesn't have it anymore, bro? Come on, yes, we see the little training, everything. That's like when we were seeing Mike Tyson.
Well, Camacho Jr. is like 45.
Oh, so I'm thinking he's like,
yeah, he's not
like fucking Julio Cesar's son.
No,
How old is he?
I think like he's probably in his 30s. Yeah.
Okay, so he can still like.
No, fight. Camacho Jr. is still a little older than that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like. Okay. It's like
your older cousin fighting your tío.
Yeah, it's weird. But honestly, like, I think it's dope. Like, we
for
just,
sure a money move, though, right?
Yeah. We just realized that it's the plot of a fucking movie. Yeah. So that's hilarious. But I think it's cool that we're able to age, mm-hmm. you know, in any profession that we do. Because people want to retire you so fast these days and say, oh, you're old. I don't want to see you do anything after you turn 30 or 40. You know what I'm saying? So for him to be able to make a living off of what he knows best and still just in an exhibition way, nobody has to get hurt, you know, but I can still draw a crowd because I feel like everybody in this room wants to see that fight now.
I want to see that fight.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out my tío. But like, we're really want to see.
Man, your uncle.
Could have been.
Okay, so also coming soon is Fast 9, the 9th installment of the Fast and the Furious series. And what I saw from the previews is Cardi B's in it. A few other Latin trap artists are in it. But I do want to go into the franchise since it's basically originated here.
I just love that it originated from LA, from Echo Park, Angelino Heights, be specific. I just thought, I'm like, oh, it's Echo Park. But, you know, I know there's little sections. I'm proud that it came from here because it became such a huge billion-dollar franchise with every single, you know, celebrity being inserted. The Rock just got pushed into this like plot line a few like movies ago.
And you know what's crazy? He as didn't ruin it. And
wasn't he like the cop part of
Hobbs? Yeah. He's like a sick ass dope cop.
He's like super like,
oh, now we love the cops.
Oh my god.
No, but I love the fact that it's always had a Latino flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, like we can assume somewhat that maybe a Toretto is of some sort of Latin descent, or it's alluded like that. You know, we obviously know Letty is, and it's no coincidence that even at the end of the first movie, if you stay after the credits, they go to Mexico. Like, he escapes to Mexico because, you know, obviously, like, he needed to get out of the country because he committed a bunch of crimes. And after that, you know, they go to Dominican Republic. It's always a Latino flavor. They always bring in, like, they brought in Tego Calderon. Mm-hmm. They brought in Don Omar. Like, it's always had, like, a Latino flavor. The famous-ass song, what was that? Shit, the
Bandolero.
There's another one too. They have like two big ass songs that's like on the soundtrack. The one that's like more poppy. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, that one.
What is a sacuduro, or how do you say it?
Danza Focoduro. I think it's like a
what?
Danza Coduro, right?
Danza Coduro.
Yeah. But
what?
Portuguese.
Yeah, oh, it's in Portuguese?
Yeah, it's it's in Portuguese. And in English. Oh, because they went to Brazil. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you know, when it's like everything's over and they won like $1 million or something.
It's such a famous song. But yeah, like, I feel like it's dope that there's always like a, you know, Latino element to it.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're bringing out Cardi B. Mm-hmm. You know, they got...
I think she's going to kill it.
They've always... Mm-hmm. And what's crazy that they've always made it like super like interracial.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like
the movie's
inclusive.
Never just been like... Obviously, the main characters, we don't... I like how I think we're talking about it, how we don't know if Toretto will race this.
Yeah, he's racially ambiguous. And I think that was on purpose. That's like when an actor can look like whatever probably the viewer is. Like if you were Latino watching it, you probably think he's Hispanic. If you were like Armenian or if you were Italian, you might say like, oh, he fits my look or whatever. But yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, he's for sure. Like,
he's our Transformer.
Transformer for sure.
Legit.
Me being from the section.
Yeah, what is it like knowing that it came from there?
It was super like, I don't think they ever disrespected not even just the city, but even the Latino culture. They like, I don't know, to me, it gave me very family vibes. He gave me like a very machismo vibe, but not in a sense where like, he was like, fuck women, all women are bitches. Like
they belong in the kitchen.
He made it very like,
He was very protective.
In those movies, I never felt disrespected.
As even a with,
like, the Hector, they didn't see Hector as just some cholo.
No. They Hector like, was, like, the homie.
Like,
yeah.
like he was, like, their
he
homie.
He had bands
like,
on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like, real. And then even when, like, I think there's a part when, like, Letty comes back after her, like, forgetting things and she socks that fool. He didn't was, like, oh, stupid, rude bitch. Yeah. He was just confused because I used to be his really good homegirl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think they gave me, like, a very mom and pops feel. You know, like, my city, I take pride in that section there, 90026, like, where it was filmed. And it's just beautiful, dog. Like, I don't feel like when you walk through there, you feel like this element right there. Like, where it's like, we're Latino, so we can't talk about any other race. But I remember, like, growing up, if you have to accept your family no matter what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you have cousins that are criminals. Pretty sure you have family members. You know, everybody has their own type, but you know, the good, the bad, the just mental. But at the end of the day, when your family needs you, and then I think they showed a big thing. It started with, like, his little sister. Like, and I remember,
to
like,
protect her.
Yeah, and then I remember, like, my older homies being like, nah, fool, go inside. And it was like, why do I have to go inside? I want to keep playing. And it was because, like, hey, fool, you know, we doing business, or, you know, it's like the little things. That movie shows a lot, and it's very, like, subliminal if you weren't raised in the ghetto or in the section or around people that are all very different. Like, Paul Walker was a cop, and he became really good homies, and they turned, but I don't know. Like,
so it's just, you feel like it's a good representation.
It's super family-orientated, and I think L.A.'s super family.
They caught the vibe of the city really
well. Yeah, the carne asada, the corona. The, like, you know,
and then it's always dope. They always, like, somehow end up at a nice view over L.A.,
yeah.
Like, they figured out Echo Park, which we have the flyest views ever, and they're drinking Coronas, the palm trees. Like, it's, like, super...
Even Dodger Stadium when Paul Walker, like, the one of the opening scenes.
Yeah.
Where he's, like, just racing up and, like... You know, like going through the monster,
and it's like, I don't know. To me, it was like super well represented. I think, you know, even like Bandolero is about like a street kid. I know some tías, they were super judgmental about me because my situation wasn't as best as my homies wasn't. It was super like, well, why'd you get your tattoo at 16? Well, why were you in jail? Or why were you this? Or why'd you do that? Why were you selling, like, in Toretto's case, he used to sell fake DVDs. I remember when the cop arrested him, he's like, oh, you're just that brown kid. Like, and he was just super like, I don't give a fuck. And he was always like a great man, you know what I mean? So I think it's like the little plus the movies super family orientated and super mom and pops vibes. They loved each other, they fought, they used to squabble, but you know, at the end of the day, they was rocking together.
They're gonna race too.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple opinions. First of all, people will fight with me on Twitter because my name on Twitter is at Letty. They will be so mad that I'm not Letty from fucking Fast and the Furious. But I'm like, that is a fake person.
She's Michelle Rodriguez.
Like, this is a character. I'll even be on people's, like, lists of Fast and Furious cast because my name's at Letty on Twitter.
It's because you're verified, so they're just gonna assume.
They're gonna, like, it's that. But they'll be pissed that I'm not her. I'm like, she's not her. She doesn't exist.
Have you met Michelle Rodriguez?
Yeah, I have.
You guys take a picture?
Don't talk about it. I mean, you told me the experience. I don't think it was the best.
Okay, so then I won't talk about it.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, I'll get enough comments. I'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah, everybody comment because I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Story. Fuck it, you get it off. Fuck it real quick. Just
No. But when did I tell you?
I think we're talking about the interviews you've done.
Okay,
and then
okay.
You talked about a certain rapper you didn't like as well, and you were like,
Oh, my bad experiences with people. Yeah, she's one of my bad experiences. So
wow.
I'll talk about it if you comment that you want to see it. If I get 17, because that's my favorite number, comments, I'll talk about it next episode. Crazy. Okay, so that's one thought. But second thought is like, there's this thing called market dominance, and it's when your fucking product is so bomb, other motherfuckers can't even come out with shit because you just fucking killed it. And I think like Fast and the Furious did that. Like, even like, I feel like Transporter might have been the closest shit to it, but they've shown market dominance over this like streetcar racing like genre. You can't beat it. And the only other thing I can think of is Jurassic Park. No other dinosaur movie can top Jurassic Park, even the series. Like, even if they come out with Jurassic Park in space, we're gonna watch that shit. It's always gonna top sell. It's gonna be the shit. And so I feel like those two franchises show that type of dominance, and
they need to make a collab.
They're gonna didn't you say they might be doing like a collab,
like
fucking
a crossover
film? To me, that's just like
racing duh. Away from dinosaurs. Imagine
Vin Diesel and T-Rex.
Yeah,
like what the fuck?
That is so fucking
that's
cool.
Insane. That blows my mind. Shout out to
you. Were you like a big, like, were you kind of one of those people where you were like, dude, just stop making movies, you're on the eighth movie, like, chill.
Oh no, I'm with it. Like, make another one. I'm watching it.
No, I was very much like that because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Oh my god,
you love it. Like, you are you really huge?
Well, you don't want to do this.
No, dog. Like, for real.
We could do this. Yeah, we could do this.
Oh my god,
we could have a conversation. We could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do this.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Spectro Patrono.
Oh my god.
Look, you muggles need to wrap this up. This is a hip hop podcast.
Oh my God, I really want to have a Harry Potter episode. I'm so happy right now. Can I watch movies with you guys?
For sure. You know what I used to do? Huh. Like, I remember when I was younger, I'm like a geek fool. Like, I'm like a big fan of Lord. Like, my homies don't like Harry Potter because they say it's too much dialogue. Uh-huh. And I'm like, dog, but when they fight, it's real. Like,
hell,
it's like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I think even, like, the first bad word was, like, the last movie when Ron's mom, like, killed fucking Bellatrix. Yeah. Which is, you know what I mean?
I'm not trying to ruin. The bad lady of
the... She's a bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her. She killed her. She's like, don't hurt my daughter, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
And it was like... But when I was in the theaters and I seen that, the crowd was like... because it's like the movie's like...
It started as a kid's movie.
In Britain. And they're British, right?
Yeah, they're British.
Yeah, like people always go like, how are these kids so good at acting? I'm like, bro, they're British. They're like breeded to act.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, that's a lot of dialogue. Like, imagine walking down a million set of stairs and having a whole argument with Hermione.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that doesn't catch... I mean, I guess because that's what I want to do, so it's so interesting to me. But yeah, bro, that movie's what the...
Oh, my God,
she was, like, off
great
meth
movies
when she did that, and shit.
Oh, the...
Fucking J.K. Rowling was living, like, in a shack. She used to be, like, a drug addict.
Oh, okay, because when you said she was off meth, I'm thinking Hermione, because you just said her.
Yeah. Oh, no, Hermione for sure wasn't off meth.
J.K. Rowling was on meth when she...
I know she was divorced and was homeless. Like, she wrote a lot of Harry Potter on her napkins at, like, coffee shops. Yeah.
That's pretty dope. Shout out to...
Wait, imagine that. Imagine sitting there and thinking of the word muggles and, like...
Yeah, mudblood.
Mudblood.
The snitch.
Bro, she thought about Quidditch.
She was on a sick one.
Dobby and his sock. Let me tell you guys how the world is so misogynistic, and I'll stop it here. She had to call herself J.K. Rowling because if she put her name, more than likely people wouldn't buy the book because it wasn't written by a guy. So J.K. is ambiguous, and you don't know if it's a girl or a guy, and you're going to assume a dude wrote it because J.K. doesn't sound like a girl's name.
When they're rolling, it's like, sound more manly.
And then she also knew that she had to make the character a boy because if it was a girl character, like if Hermione was the main character, not as many people would buy the book. It's crazy. It's just these really slight little things that show that you sense. Like how women have to like maneuver.
When I was I carry myself a lot like them.
Like who?
Like just Harry Potter.
Oh my God, what house are you, dog?
What house are you? I'm for sure a Gryffindor.
No, we gotta do the test. Have you done the test?
I haven't.
No, you but go online and you like fill some shit out and it tells you what house you are.
Listen, why I feel like I'm very...
Everyone feels they're Gryffindor.
I was talking Gryffindor. I was talking about...
Except I feel like you would be okay being Slytherin.
No, he for sure would be okay with like being like a Hufflepuff. They're like kind of weird after themselves.
I'm no way a Hufflepuff.
I was Ravenclaw. Yeah, I was Ravenclaw.
I am no Hufflepuff, dog. Ever.
I think Ravenclaw's like the bougie. Yeah.
Gryffindor's the bougie.
No, Gryffindor's just the most... It's kind of like...
We're fucking
like,
set banging about Harry Potter houses.
No, but listen when I carry myself. When you first ever watch the movie, you're like, oh yeah, Harry Potter's going to fuck around with Hermione. But he really just saw her as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've always been like that with my homegirls. Like, it was always very like, oh, you probably fuck your homegirls. And I'm like, nah, fool, they're just my homegirls. And they happen to be my best friends. And they happen to date my homies that are my best friends. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was never weird. You know what I mean? That's how I said. I just mean.
Fuck with it.
Levioso.
Okay. My brain is adding. Did we talk about everything?
Oh, the graffiti.
Do we
shit?
Do the?
Okay. Okay. Let's do this. Cool or culo, real quick. Yeah. So the Getty Museum is coming out with a book, and it's called LA Graffiti Black Book. And inside, it has 151 works of art between graffiti and tattoo artists from LA. Let me like read some of the people that there are in it. Is Mr. Cartoon, which? Esteban Oriol,
yes.
Big Sleeps, Retina, Cryptic, Saber, Defer, Axis, Gasoline. Those are just the ones within the slideshow.
Okay, and then they forgot like...
And so in the comments, people keep saying like, bought this and love so much about this, but was disappointed that not a single mention was made about Chaka. How can this be an LA Graffiti Black Book without him even mentioned? So someone already bought the book and mentioned about how Chaka, who is, I feel, a legendary graph artist.
Yeah.
He's Hispanic. I think he's Salvadorian.
Yeah, he's mixed.
And he's not mentioned in the book. You're a graffiti artist. I'm sure you can talk more about this than I can. My view is very limited.
Fuck, bro. They're missing out on, like, legends. Like, even, like, when they didn't mention Triggs.
Mm.
Like, how do you not mention Triggs, bro? Freeze me, run. Remember that shit. Every graffiti goes by that line.
Yeah.
Even though everybody was doing it before. Or even, like, Chaka, I've met him. We're so close to downtown LA that all the legends always go through Echo Park. And we've had plenty of legends from our city. But even like they left out Love Crew that you see all over LA. Obviously it's subliminal, but it's like you left out Love Crew. You left Rest in Peace Upset from MTA, which they did the biggest tag they did in the LA River, where you could you ever seen that flick where the helicopter took it from the view and you could see all the LA view. And
it says MTA.
They, even if they're hated, they left out the EBKs. They left out the TKOs. They left out merch.
But
they,
see, so my thing is, I don't know who's left out, but I do know that Chaka's left out because of the comment. So the comment is someone who actually bought the book.
Okay, so Chaka was known. He did over $1 million worth of damage all over California.
Yeah, there's like newspaper clippings, right?
Bro, he went to prison for tagging.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
He went to prison for doing something you do as a kid and your mom tells you not to do.
Yeah.
From what I know him for, I've met him before. He's kicked it with some of the homies. He's from like a legend crew, bro. He's from LOD. OTR, yes. And I understand him. I guess the Getty Museum, that's in West Santa Monica?
Yeah, that's off the 405.
First of all, you shouldn't have a fucking saying graffiti, one. Mm-hmm. And whoever did it isn't, you're so close-minded. You went off Netflix. I'm not knocking Mr. Cartoon and El Stevino, because those are legends.
Because Retina, I feel, is very, like, people see, even if you don't know him, if you were to see Retina stuff, you'd be like, oh, okay, I've seen that around LA, right? So that's like a very, like, mainstream look, but it's like they're actual legends that this was their shit and they paved the way that may not be up right now. You're missing out if you don't include that.
The homie Chaka, I mean, he's not the homie homie, but he paved the way for the Hot Boy shit. Like, it was like, it's broad daylight. You want that spot, go get it. Fuck everybody else. And that was like the Hot Boy shit. Like,
so that's what that equals. See, because you have to explain it. Because but that makes sense.
His state of mind was like, I'm going to hit everything I could hit. And that's the goal of every tagger.
Yeah.
When I was doing graffiti, it was like, I'm always have a marker, a cannon. I'm going to leave my staple. They missed our plug from Say 10, where I remember the first time I ever got high. I was like 12, 11. Went upstairs and I looked to my right and it says Plug 97. That spot's been there for almost 15 years.
Damn.
On a rusty.
Still there.
Yeah.
And then I met him and I'm like, hey, dog, you know, like, and it was like a landmark. So I don't know. They kind of like, they disrespected the fuck out of Chaka.
Yeah. And so,
donor, merch.
I don't know if they're not on it, though. I only know that Chaka's not on it. But we have to get the book and see who's not on it.
The thing about it, though, is that there's always going to be somebody that's left out. Mm-hmm. When we have these Mount Rushmore discussions, mm-hmm. when we have lists, when we have, you know, just naming people, like, we're always going to forget one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's like, we have no idea who's selecting it, but it seems like it's pretty mainstream because the names that you named are people I recognize and I'm not tapped into the graph culture.
Yeah, but you're not knocking them though, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, it's just is what it is. Like, we can't, like, if they were, it's almost like the Grammys. It's like the Grammys can leave out like incredible albums because the people that work there are 70-year-old white people. Now they're starting to get it right. Now that a lot more people like us have like joined the Grammy board, but they need somebody at the Getty Museum to like advise somebody like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To like make this book and then put it out. So
and then
real culture is like completely
represented.
Like that Hot Boy shit is very interesting.
All three of my brother-in-laws are taggers.
Yeah.
All my sisters are with taggers.
Yeah.
And each of their crew has made a staple in their sections.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was tag banging with them beefing it with Real Hoods or whether it was just them being known
where
for
they hit up.
For
yeah.
like, oh my God, how fuck did you get up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember always being like the fat boy and I was like, oh, I'm going to get that. And I used to, even though I was like, it took me longer than it took my skinnier homie. I remember, especially being from outside of town, my goal was always like, at least before I got into my crew where I'm from, which I dearly love and made me who I am, I was like, I want to be from MTA. Because you're all city, fool.
It's
you're
like
in all city.
If you're a rapper and you want to be on Death Row or like Rockefeller, that's the shit you aspire for.
Like, yeah, fool, I want to be all city, fool.
Yeah.
I want to be all city. I want to be here, there. And then, you know, and then obviously I learned to just love where I'm from and I can give a fuck about any of the, because we made our own staple because I took on from the OGs.
Yeah.
Like, fool, nah, make your staple, dog. Go hit that wall. You might even die for it one day, dog. But you... Hey, dog, if I remember my homie Duno did that, and I earn my respect, bro, like, I never tagged in the school bathroom. That shit is corny as fuck. I was in the field with it. That's why I earned my respect when it came to, like, the graffiti and, like, fighting and just street kid, bandolero shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's dope, too. But I think them leaving Chaka out is so disrespectful.
Yeah. So, see, my thing is for the Getty Museum to recognize such great art, because it is art, it should belong in these fine art places, because the Getty is fine art. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's very cool to not have included the people that if you're gonna say, look, we're outreaching, do that shit right.
You know what they should have done?
Because you have the means. This is the fucking Getty.
The minute they got Cartoon and Esteban Oro, they should have been like, okay, you guys, so what do you guys think?
Yeah, who else?
That's why that's why LA Originals was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because they let Esteban Oro and bro, I have a picture by him, and I don't look good in the picture. He took a great picture, but I still posted it because I was like, what? Like,
Esteban took a photo.
Bro, what? He was at the block where I grew up and was like chased by cops. My older homies told him, like, hey, this is a little homie. He grew up here. He's doing comedy. And he was the first camera guy to ever be like, hey, fucking give me your water bottle. Most cameramen would just take the picture when there's a water bottle, man. He's like, give me your water bottle and take your shirt off your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was like,
like framing you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow, I never thought of that. Like, in my head, I was just like, oh, fuck, that's crazy. So I know. But I think, yeah, I think they should have asked, like we said, we don't know if Trix is on there, but if you didn't put Trix, bro.
Yeah.
Bro was a legend, dog. He made, like, there's a video on him on YouTube just tagging over the city, running through the freeway. And it was just like, that shit used to inspire you, bro. Like, yeah, I remember, but you know, like, I was raised by the real OGs in the graffiti game. And they were like, dog, if you want to be a tagger, you're going to have to tag. And you're going to have to put in your work and you're going to earn it. And tag our city and carry a marker and have a can. And me in high school always had paint somewhere. In my shorts and my shirts. And my mom used to be like,
no, allegedly. Really, reportedly.
I used to paint the fuck out of this
allegedly.
City.
Allegedly.
But I was on it. Mm. Yeah. Game and shit. If you fucked up, you gotta
tap in with Duno.
Or fuck, no, not volume, even with me. No.
Volume 2.
There's people that know way more than me.
Well, tap in with Duno so he could tap you in with the rest.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hopefully you mentioned Trix. I hope, because he's RIP, you know what I mean? Yep. Hopefully you didn't mention him.
Do better, Getty. Thank you guys for redoing this episode.
First time we did it. What are you talking about?
First time we did it. Shout out to you for watching and listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
We out.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Spectre Patrono.